News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government is taking a second look at the policies and procedures surrounding the management of childcare facilities following an early morning fire at Walker's Place of Safety in Kingston. Prime Minister Andrew Holness visited the site of the fire on Tuesday and offered words of comfort to staff and wards.
When incidents like these happen, it triggers an administrative response, which is to review what actually happened, from whether or not the building was appropriate, from whether or not we need to spend more resources to build better facilities, to see whether there was negligence, and just to make sure that the places of safety are actually safe places.
Fire broke out at the privately run facility at around midnight on Tuesday, claiming the lives of two wards. The National Water Commission, NWC, is to intensify its activities outside of Kingston and St. Andrew in a bid to further reduce losses from non-revenue water, NRW. Non-revenue water refers to water lost due to leaks, theft, metering inaccuracies and other causes, preventing the NWC from collecting remuneration for the commodity. NWC President Mark Barnett says in the coming weeks the company will be targeting Portmore, Old Harbour and Spanish Town in St. Catherine, as well as communities in St. James, St. Anne, Clarendon and Manchester.
NWC loses up to about 70% of the water it produces on a daily basis. We produce just about 180 million gallons of water all across Jamaica. It therefore means whatever revenue we are now generating, which is averaging on a monthly basis $2.3 billion, which we bill, we could be billing far greater had we have an improved system.
The NWC is already ramping up NRW activities in Kingston and St. Andrew. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government is ready to take firm and resolute measures to arrest crime. Mr. Holness says Jamaica has reached the point where action must be taken to ensure crime does not destabilize economic gains made by the country in recent years. He notes that the actions to come will be executed within the context of the law and respect for human rights.
This will take great understanding and tolerance from the people, because the fight against crime is not just the police. We are now prepared to take those firm and resolute measures, put in place the laws and the measures to deal with them once and for all.
The Prime Minister is urging law-abiding citizens to continue their efforts to help the country grow and prosper. And nearly $3 billion Jamaican dollars is needed over the next 2 years for the full rollout of the national closed-circuit television CCTV system dubbed Jamaica Eye. That's the word from National Security Minister Robert Montague. Mr. Montague says the island-wide system will be rolled out in February, pending cabinet approval for the additional funds.
This app will integrate private CCTV feeds and the public feed, pass it through a video analytics suite, and then send it to the control and monitoring center.
The initial launch of the program will utilize the feeds of 200 cameras owned by the government and an estimated 300 privately owned cameras. The national CCTV system will monitor public spaces island-wide and assist the relevant authorities in providing a suitable response in the event of an incident, disaster, or act of criminality. Government-owned CCTV systems have already been installed in several major towns across the island. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
High school students, enter the Access to Information National High School Essay Competition. Write an essay on the topic, ATI Law Balances Rights and Promotes Responsible Access to Information, or how can members of the public use the ATI Act to help bring about transformation in the society. Win great cash prizes. Essay must be 1600 to 1800 words. Send entries to Access to Information Unit, 5 to 9 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10, or call 968-3166. Deadline, January 31st, 2018.